Yeah, that was crazy on Sunday. Your Bud Light story of the game brought to you by, of course, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. And our mouths are still open. Our jaws are agape. 51-23. This doesn't happen to the Denver Broncos, but it did.
The Denver Broncos come in here with, if not the best defense in the NFL, one of the best. And our team took it to them from the word go. They actually made that defense quit. It was impressive effort, coaching staff all the way down through the players. It was a great way to go out there and end that homestand.
We have so much to talk about here, Brian. 8-1. Let's begin by taking a look at the standings in the NFC, because we really haven't done that. And the Eagles sit atop the NFC. And then what you see is New Orleans, and you see Minnesota, and you see L.A. and Carolina. I mean, pretty nice opportunity here for the Philadelphia Eagles. And thank you, by the way, Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins on Sunday for that win on the road in Seattle.
Well, it's just great to see a team put itself in the proper position. They continue to get better week in and week out. They made some errors last week. They corrected those things. Now we're seeing a team that continues to evolve. They're understanding where they're weak at. They try to get strong at those points. It's just great to watch this team go from where they're at week one, where they found a way to win, to where they're at right now, beating up on a great defense.
Here's my turning point of the season. Really, I call it a launching point. Jake Elliott, 61-yard field goal, set up by the Carson Wentz completion to Alshon Jeffrey. And since that point, after that win over the Giants, the Eagles have been crushing teams. Crushing teams, double-digit margin of victory.
Just think about this. You lose a Hall of Famer in Jason Peters. You lose a Hall of Famer, in my opinion, in Darren Sproles. Ronald Darby's out. Jordan Hicks is out. I mean, these are players that contribute and help you win. This team continues to find a way to win. That's the most impressive thing to me.
Now, so we got all three phases to talk about here. Let's begin with the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. And talk about engagement. How about that Eagles offense on Sunday? They answered Denver's opening drive, a field goal drive, with a 75-yard touchdown drive capped off by just a magical play. Wentz to Jeffrey, start of a big day there. Let's begin with Carson and his performance. Four more touchdowns, Brian. I guess we're not amazed anymore. This kid's the real deal.
I think I'm still amazed. I'm amazed at some of the things he's able to do. He was not sharp a week ago. He found a way to bounce back, continue to get better. The most important thing that he did this week was get the ball out of his hands. He understood the rush that he was going to be facing, but he got the ball out quick. And when you get the ball out quick, Dave, it helps your offensive lineman. It makes your offense look a lot better. It also makes your play caller make things a lot easier for him as well. Carson did a great job of bringing this team along.
419 total net yards, 4 of 4 in the red zone. First down offense was absolutely amazing. 271 total net yards on first down against Denver. And when you start that way, you take yourself out of those third and longs, and it really gets this offense going.
This offensive line played on a different level yesterday. They understood the challenges that they were going to face from this Denver Bronco football team. But they went out there, and they dominated. And I'm talking about across the board, Vitae, Wisniewski. Kelsey did a great job of getting out on some blocks. Brandon Brooks is playing a Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
And Lane Johnson just did a great job against Von Miller all day long. Pass protection, run blocking, these guys did a great job. That's why you have almost 200 yards of running, of rushing, because the offensive line, it starts up front. They did a great job protecting Carson. They look good.
All right, so you talked about the offensive line and the part that group did in the run game. Let's talk about the running backs and the way that they were used on Sunday. Now, using four backs the rest of the way, very difficult on a game-to-game situation. Wendell Smallwood might not even have been dressed had Zach Ertz been up for this game. But the fact is, this whole complexion of the group has changed. Since we got together last week, trade for Jay Ajayi, what do you see in Jay? Big touchdown run. Certainly has a lot of aggressiveness when he runs the football.
Yeah, I love the way that he runs the football. He's an aggressive runner. But the thing that separates him is that he has the ability to make a jump cut and explode into the hole. He does a great job of going from 0 to 60. And then at the point of contact, now it's a fist fight, he does a great job of getting those extra yards. That's the big difference there. You kind of see the same thing with Corey Clement. He does a great job of exploding through the hole. You saw that explosion on one of his touchdown runs. And yeah, I think LeGarrette Blount continues to come along. If he gets his pads a little bit lower and explodes a little bit more, I think he'll be a more effective runner.
I want to spend some time here on these running backs. Jay Ajayi, one of the wraps here with him, is the knee, the bone-on-bone condition. You played with a bad knee. I don't know if your condition is similar. how does he get through? How do the Eagles manage him through, and how does he perform the rest of the way?
Well, I mean, way before I got drafted, I tore my ACL in 96. I didn't get drafted until 2002. And so it took some time of me nursing my knee, continue to stay on top of it. That's the same type of thing that he's going to have to do here. Chris Peduzzi and the medical staff do a great job of taking care of their players. I have no worry about that. I just think Jay needs to make sure that he's icing it. He's doing all the types of treatment that he can to make sure that he's available on Sundays.
Can he stay healthy and productive the rest of the season?
I think he can. Yeah, he certainly can do that. He's not going to be the guy that's going to carry the ball 30 times a game. You have Blunt. You have Corey Clement. Those guys will still split some carries. And so you're not asking him to carry the ball 25, 30 times a game. So that load is not going to be on those knees.
On Sunday, we saw Clement score 3 touchdowns. One of those touchdowns, Brian, a middle screen. The screen game hasn't been super effective this year. It was against Denver. Why did it work, and what role do you see Clement playing in his pass game as a running back?
I think the screen game was struggling just a bit because your guards weren't getting out and blocking very well. And Doug did a great thing. He went to the middle screen. So now the guards don't have to go as far towards the sideline. They can almost stay in place and then work their way upfield. Now you have a defense that's aggressive. They do a good job of getting after the quarterback. They had no clue the screen was coming. It opens wide up. Then you get a ball carrier like Corey Clement, who does a great job of carrying the football, running through arm tackles, finds a way to get into the end zone.
We have not even mentioned the wide receivers who, against the no-fly zone, got open big time against man-to-man pressure. Alshon Jeffrey, 2 catches. He had a big game. The Eagles without Zach Ertz at tight end. Brent Celek steps up. Trey Burton steps up. It is true here that these Eagles, and Alshon, I really think for a moment here, let's give him some kudos. He's hung in there. You know, he's not getting the 95 catches a year. Doesn't seem to bother him at all.
It's weird. You go into games, and I look back at the stats, and I'm like, well, this guy had 4 catches. This guy had 4 or 5 catches. Carson does a great job of spreading the ball around, and you can tell from this offense that no one is selfish. You don't have a me guy. They understand as long as we're winning and the ball is being spread around, you're making the defenses have to play their entire width of the field. It's a great thing. This offense has flourished because of it.
And I believe this, Brian, last thing about the offense. When Carson Wentz stands up in front of the media after a big game like he had on Sunday, you know what he talks about? He talks about everybody else. Yeah. I think that unselfishness begins with number 11.
Well, it starts at the top and works his way down. Carson does a great job of pointing out everybody else did a great job. He's always going to get the credit. That's what happens with quarterbacks. But he does a great job of sharing that credit with the guys around him. That makes a big difference, especially in the locker room.
I mean, we could talk about the offense all day. 197 rushing yards. I mean, just against a real Von Miller,
the best run defense in the league. They did a great job of finding the holes, especially for the running backs, creating the holes with the offensive line, who really stuck out yesterday. Because before, you're talking about last game, they just weren't very good. The offensive line dominated yesterday, and you don't hear this very much in the NFL circles. This defense was one of the best defenses in the league, Dave. They quit. They quit early in that football game. They quit early, almost the latter part of the first quarter. And so that's because you dominate a team. The offensive line started that.
No greater compliment to the Eagles and the Eagles offensive line. That is a look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged.